Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Soundtracks. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it is 2024. Amazing, I know. And I decided earlier this year, late last year, because of my other podcast, Find a Podcast About, to start a new series. And this one is the Making Fun a Habit series. And it's based on a book by Michael Brennan from the Creative Chats podcast called Make Fun a Habit. It is a 30-day workbook, you could say, and it tackles different topics on how to make fun a habit. And I went through the book rather quickly, and I thought this would be perfect for us to discuss here in 2024 and into 2025. Now, for those of you that have been with me for a while, I was in 2023, I was doing a weekly show. I'm going to push it back a little bit. I'm going to do every other week for this one. So that'll give me 30 episodes to go ahead and do. You don't need to know how the sausage is made, but I'm going to be going through each chapter of this book and give you my thoughts about it. And I'm actually going through and doing the things that he's asking us to do. So for this one, it's called Soundtracks. And in each chapter, Mike goes through kind of his thoughts on whatever the topic is, and gives you a nice, little short story, maybe a page or two long, which I find really interesting is reading through his stories. And then he breaks it down into questions to ponder, action items, and tips. So with soundtracks and adding a soundtrack to your artistic practice, what does that look like? You know, how do we do this? Well, for me, I'm a musician anyways. I started playing instruments, in grade school. One of my older brothers, Pete, is a guitar and bass player. So music was always in the house. I started playing tuba in band in middle school, taking after my older brother, Mike, who played tuba in middle school and high school. And then I transitioned to tuba in orchestra, and I did that for a few years. And then in my time at the Air Force, I played a baritone. And, was marching around and all that good stuff. But I always had like a bass guitar, and I still have a bass guitar back here in my man cave that I on occasion pick up. But something I discovered, oh gosh, years ago, was a little a loop program called Magix, M-A-G-I-X. And with that, I could create music and not even have a band there. I could do, keyboards, drums, bass guitar, regular guitar, synthesizers, pads, sequencers, even vocals if I wanted to. And I could manipulate those however I wanted to. And being an artist, I always like to have music nearby. It's still is a mystery to me sometimes. And how it's created and how it's developed. And all the time, all the major points in my life, I've had a soundtrack to go with it, from the depths of depression to the heights of, having children and being married and graduating college. There's always music happening, and I'm always thinking about what music is going to go with whatever situation is going on. Whenever I used to drive a lot, always had music and podcasts going on. So for me, music is essential. I have to have music in my life. We talk about the senses we don't want to lose. And I think for me, hearing, being able to hear music is the sense that I never want to lose. You know, it takes me back in time. It inspires me to make my future better. So that's something that, you know, you might want to add into your creative process. Even if you're not a musician, having music going on in the background is really therapeutic, and it can, you know, cause the inspiration fairy, if you will, to, you know, bestow upon you whatever gift it's going to bestow upon you. So with creating a soundtrack for your practice, let's go into Mike's questions. And the first one is, what is your favorite piece of music and what makes it your favorite? So for me, this is super duper easy. If you know me personally, you already know what I'm going to say. If you don't, that's okay too. You're going to find out. So when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed in Abilene, Texas. And I went to this little coffee shop called Espresso Europa. And I think I'm still in contact with a couple of people from there. And this is back in the early 90s, like 91, 92. And piece of music I heard there was John Coltrane's My Favorite Things. Now, I had always liked jazz before, but I could only listen to it late at night on our local NPR station in Rockford, Illinois, and it really ticked off my parents that I was listening to jazz. So I was aware of jazz. I didn't know who John Coltrane was. I, you know, if you put me up in a lineup and said, "Hey, what is this?" or "We're going to shoot you," I at that time I couldn't tell you. But for some reason, John Coltrane's "My Favorite Things" was playing. And if I had a theme song, I guess you would call it, it would be that song. Now, there's a lot of different versions of that song. My favorite version of that song, and that's one thing I love about music, is that you can have different versions. I grew up with a lot of house music, and you know, they would take samples from other songs and mix them together, and you know, that always fascinated me. But the version of My Favorite Things that I like with John Coltrane, which is his take off the Oscars and Hammerstein song, is the one where he plays with Eric Dolphy, who's on flute. And I believe it was in one of the Scandinavian countries. I forget which one, but it went on for, gosh, maybe 50 minutes, 45 minutes, the same song. And I thought, wow, if you can extend that out to, you know, it's a simple song. It goes for like 4 minutes, 3 minutes, you know, nor if you play it straight. But John Coltrane was able to find a lot of things in that song. And I have it on vinyl. I have it digitally. At one point I had it on tape. I probably had it on 8-track. No, I didn't have it on 8-track, but I've always had that song with me since I heard it back in 1991, 92, when I first entered that cafe. And it takes me back to those simpler times when I was just really forming my artistic practice, my artistic journey. So it takes me back there all the time. So if I ever need to go back, I just throw that song on. And just, you know, shut everything else out in the world. And I know everything's going to be A-okay. And because of that song, it has introduced me to numerous other artists and just a ton of music in the jazz world that, you know, really became me. Yes, I do like punk rock. Yes, I do like, you know, hardcore heavy metal stuff. I have the tattoos to prove it. But I always go back to this because it's such an exploration. It's taking something that's very simple and just blowing it up and discovering new things in the notes. So that is my favorite piece of music, and that's why I like it. The next question Mike poses to us is, what songs or types of music would be on your personal soundtrack? A lot of jazz. A lot of jazz. An ungodly amount of jazz. I have about 300 records here. If you're watching me on YouTube, you see right behind me there is a Miles Davis record. And that's his Milestones. And I would have a lot of jazz. I would have a lot of old punk, some hardcore heavy metal stuff, classic rock, and a lot of house and techno music, because that's what I grew up with. That's music that I can point back to. Violent Femmes is another band that I really enjoy seeing their evolution throughout the decades. You know, stuff with real lasting power. I'm not a huge one for pop music because it comes and it goes, and it really doesn't have, it has a impact on the society and culture. We're seeing it with Taylor Swift. I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but that's, you know, that's just me. If you are, fantastic. You know, hey, she helped the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl this past year. So, but I'm not a really big fan of it because it doesn't, I don't see the exploration in it. I don't see the improv in it. I don't see where it takes things and explores it. I see it as very formulaic. You know what you're going to get. You know where the next chord change is going to be. You always do. There's nothing new there. So, not trying to sound like a snob there, but it doesn't really inspire me to create anything, to explore anything. I use the exploration that I hear in music in my work. So the next question is, how would you define music that is fun? Because remember, we're talking about making fun a habit. And music for me that is fun, again, John Coltrane, My Favorite Things, any version you like, there you go. Is stuff that is light, stuff that uplifts you, stuff that empowers you. I mean, even some hard rock and heavy metal just, you know, makes me go, and yeah, it just energizes you. For me, that's fun. I love to be energized. I love to have music make me feel, you know, make me move in whatever way possible. So for me, that's how I define music that is fun. Now, the next section is called action items. And these are actions that you can take to add whatever topic we're talking about into your artistic practice. This time it's a soundtrack. So the first action item is to create a soundtrack playlist or a few that can help you interject some fun, levity, and inspiration in your work and play. Keep it organic, adding and subtracting according to what speaks to you. Well, if you're watching me on YouTube, right behind me there is my record collection. That's my soundtrack right there. If you were to go through it, if you were to be, you know, invited to my man cave, which you are, you would be able to see the soundtrack of my life right there in all of its glory. Do I have all the records that I would want? No, but I've got about 300 here. I've got a good collection here, and I like the physical media of it. I like the artwork that's on each and every one of those records. So that's something that you can do. Another thing is you could do what I did for this episode. I decided to go ahead and create a piece of music for it. So what I will do at this point is I will go ahead and play you what I created using Magix, using something, you know, a program that I'm very familiar with. And I'm going to go ahead and play for you the entire song, and then we'll be right back. Thank you. So thank you for listening to that that piece that I made there. It's just under 4 minutes long. And the reason why I wanted to play that for you is because I had noticed that in the last year, when I was doing Kickstart Creativity, I wasn't, I was inspired by a lot of what was going on. But one thing that I noticed is that I wasn't doing as much art. I wasn't creating as much art. I was inspired to. I had a ton of great ideas. But with this book, it inspired, I was like, well, I have to do a piece of music now. So that's why I play that piece of music for you in later episodes that you will see. I'm going to be going through the book again, probably for the fifth or eighth time in the short amount of time that I've had it, and you know, doing a lot of the exercises right along with you. So if you have a soundtrack that you like to listen to, a Spotify playlist or whatever it is, and I know Spotify gets, you know, a bad rap for a lot of things. This is not a commercial for Spotify, but if you have a soundtrack that you utilize, I'd really appreciate it if you would let me know what it is. You know, maybe it's something that I would really enjoy and I can utilize. I've given you my you know, my soundtrack. You know, the first thing I would tell you to do is go listen to John Coltrane, My Favorite Things. I don't care which version you listen to. And, you know, tell me, you know, I dare you to say, I don't feel really light about this. I didn't find any exploration. I dare you to do that. It's not going to, you will find something in that. Maybe you won't, but I highly doubt it. I know you're going to find something in it. So that's your action item for you. And, you know, I'm going to challenge you to go ahead and let me know what your soundtrack is for when you're creating something. The last part that I want to talk to you about is the tips that he gives. And the first tip is, you know, tailor your tunes, put motivation on repeat, and dissolve distraction. So when I'm creating something, when I created that piece of music right there, I did it with no distractions. I said, I'm going to sit here and I'm, you know, going to, you know, do something that's, you know, a little bit on the lighter, a little bit on the softer side. And, cause that's how I was feeling at that time. Now, you know, you caught me on a good day that time. There are days that I'm just like, and angry. And, I can use that to create music that will, either encourage that ness or encourage the creativity side, the more light natured side, or the jazzy side. So I would, you know, when you're looking for music to play while you're being creative, notice how it influences the things that you create. You know, if you like listening to heavy metal, hardcore, rock, whatnot, notice, you know, the lines that you're creating. Notice the movement that you're doing with your body. Notice whatever you're making. There is a, oh, and I wish I had the link for it. There is a death metal vegan chef out on YouTube somewhere. You know, death metal vegan chef. Just put it in the search bar. You'll find something. And I look at that and, you know, my wife actually discovered it. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun to watch. And it gives you, you know, cooking is its own art form, and it gives you a interesting perspective on that. And vegan cooking is its own thing. So, you know, give that a shot for yourself. If you really want to mix it up, go search that and check it out. But I hope this has been really helpful to you. Again, this is you know, Making Fun a Habit, and it's done by Mike Brennan. I do have the links in the show notes for you to go ahead and get your book. And if you want to go through and you know, actually make fun a habit, put fun back into your life. I highly recommend this book. Go check out his podcast too, Creative Chats. I have no problem with you doing that. You can put me on pause, throw that one on, and you're going to get a wonderful podcast there. But then put me back on, please. I beg you, please. But yeah, when we add music to whatever we're creating, whether it's dance, painting, writing, what have you. I mean, when I'm writing, I always had music on, you know, whenever I'm doing poetry or novel or whatever. Again, poetry is coming up. Poetry Month is coming up real soon. I'm recording this in February. In April is National Poetry Writing Month. So naturally, I'll be doing that, and I'll have the turntable rolling. So I'm excited to see what happens with that. But just if for nothing else, go pick up the book because of what it caused, what inspired in me. I've got to say that. I probably wouldn't have done that piece of music that you just heard if I hadn't gone through the book and read it. So take a look for yourself. I know you're going to enjoy the book, and I'm going to enjoy going through this book with you, and let's see what we can create together. Okay, it's that point in the show where I let you get back on with your day. I'm going to get on with my day. I might even go ahead and make some more music. Who knows? But I want to thank you first and foremost for listening to this podcast. It tells me a lot about you and that you're interested in creating more than you consume. And, you know, having you here with me is wonderful. And I don't want to take the time that you've put into this lightly. I know I put a lot of time into it, and I hope that you can see it. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can do that. Timothy@createartpodcast.com is my email address. Would love to hear your soundtracks or any music that you have created that goes along with your creative practice. So feel free to send that to me. I would love to listen to it. If you would like to be a guest on this show, this is something new that I have added on. I get a lot of my guests through a service called Podmatch. I do have an affiliate link in the show notes there for you, so you can go ahead and click on that. If you're looking to be a guest on podcasts, definitely check that out for yourself. It's not that expensive. And if you're a podcaster, definitely check out Podmatch to find guests for your shows. A lot of the guests that you're going to be seeing here in 2021 and a lot of, you know, previous guests that have been on the show have come from Podmatch. So check that out for yourself. I also want to know, I want to make this a 5-star podcast for you. So reach out to me through the email, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. So that way I can make the show more personalized for you. Is the music too long, too soft? Not, you know, are you tired of listening to me and want more guests? You want less guests? If you have a topic idea, feel free to toss it at me. I'd be happy to share with the world what you're doing in your neck of the woods. I also run 2 other podcasts. I know, crazy, right? So the first one is Find a Podcast About, and that's where I actually found this book, crazy enough. And you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz, and that's where I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Again, you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. I also run another podcast. It's a lot of fun. It's called Cannabis Stories, and that's where I help tell the stories of individuals that have enjoyed responsibly the Lord's lettuce. If you know, you know. You can find that at cannabisstories.podbean.com, and I have a lot of fun with that podcast, so check it out for yourself if you need a couple of giggles. And, you know, if you imbibe and are herbally enhanced, enjoy it that way as well. All right. Well, I want you to go out there. Tame that inner critic. Tame it with some music. Create more than you consume. And go out there and create some art. Create some music for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.